About 120 people staged a protest in McCall over the holiday weekend with the message that reopening the Stibnite mine could cause irreparable harm to the Salmon River watershed. Boise State Public Radio news contributor Monica Goki has more.
Can I ask you, what are you doing here today?
I want to make sure that the open pit mining doesn't destroy the South Fork of the Salmon River. I think it really needs to be investigated thoroughly before any kind of decisions are made.
And you feel like that hasn't been done yet?
Yes.
Alice Anderson was one of several community members who joined Saturday's rally to voice skepticism about Midas Gold's plans to extract minerals from the Stibnite mine while also restoring it. The site has been active on and off for more than a century, but a legacy of mining has left the Salmon River largely devoid of its namesake fish. Midas spokesperson Mackenzie Lyon says river restoration is a major priority for the company.
Private industry is really the only viable opportunity to get back up there and fix the legacies at hand. And truthfully, it's kind of poetic that mining should be the one to go do it.
A draft environmental impact statement on the proposal is expected in early 2019 with a decision in spring of 2020. Reporting in McCall, I'm Monica Goki.